Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. At the outset, I also would like to congratulate you on your election, and of course, you can count on the full support of my delegation. Now, with your permission, I would like to very briefly remove my hat as head of the Belgian delegation and to actually speak as the chairperson of the GGE. And in fact, I'd like to react to the statement made by the delegation of Russia. Now, to be honest, I was hesitating. I definitely do not wish to feed into any type of pointless and sterile debate, but in the end, I decided to do that just to give delegations a few explanations and clarifications. I felt that I always was acting in full transparency in the work of the group of experts. And in the same spirit of transparency, I would like to say a few words related to the annex to the report. And I would like to start by saying that I really regret that we find ourselves in this situation. It is very unfortunate. And obviously, this is not something that promotes constructive spirit in this forum. But as far as I'm concerned, I was persuaded that we did have an agreement, that we reached an agreement with the delegation of Russia during informal consultations that we held on the 8th of December during a break in our session. And this agreement, since we were not able to reach an agreement on the conclusions, well, the last version of the proposal of recommendations, document REF 2, submitted by the chair, that document would be published as the chair's summary with the purpose of, after all of the time, energy, and resources that we spent on this, in order to ensure that it doesn't simply disappear. And to be honest, that was not my idea. It was another delegation involved in these informal consultations. Now, clearly, we see that that was not the case, or perhaps this is not the case. There is no agreement by the delegation of Russia. So when I learned indirectly about the fact that the Russian delegation had a problem with the chair's summary published in the report, and that happened indirectly, I say, because I was not approached by the delegation. Then I published, or rather the secretariat distributed a corrigendum, and I modified the introductory paragraph of the annex in order to explain clearly, first, the status of the document in order to avoid any ambiguity on that matter, so that it is clear that it is not an agreed document, there's no consensus, but also clarify the purpose, which was not to reflect the position or individual positions of delegations, but to have a correct representation of our work and the last stage of that work that we actually carried out for quite a number of days. So from the point of view of the procedure, it seems to me that it is very clear that there is a big difference between a negotiated document, a document that is approved, and a document that is published under the responsibility or authority of the chairperson. And that is the case with this document. And of course, the Russian delegation has the right to express its dissatisfaction and say that the chairman did not do a very good job by publishing this summary. That is the right. And I think that's what happened. I think it was even published in the form of a working document, and it was very clear, and I think everyone here understood it clearly. But if we now open the document once again and negotiate on the text, then that'll change the status, and it'll become a document that delegations agreed to. And I don't think that that was the objective, and in fact, we probably don't even have time to do that. So I do hope that with these clarifications, the situation will be clearer for everybody here. Thank you.